Good afternoon. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Mike Lane, filling in for Yvonne Crumrie. Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau was evacuated yesterday after a fire broke out in a utility closet. A maintenance staff member accidentally cut heat tape in a closet in the surgery unit shortly before 2 p.m. Capital City Fire Rescue responded and put out the fire with the help of hospital staff, according to hospital spokesperson Aaron Hardin. Hospital staff, patients, and visitors were evacuated. Responders gave the all clear at 3:40 p.m. Appointments scheduled for the rest of the day were canceled. The staff member who cut into the heat tape was treated at the hospital and released. Hardin says no one else was injured.
We had no other injuries among our staff and no injuries among any patients or visitors.
She says there was no damage to operating rooms and the hospital can accommodate emergency patients, but seven elective surgeries scheduled today have been canceled. Hardin says the hospital is trying to reschedule those surgeries for next week. Hospital staff are still evaluating damage to the utility closet from the fire and fire suppression, Hardin says. And officials say a plane made a crash landing in Favorite Channel near Juneau yesterday morning. The pilot, who was the plane's sole passenger, was rescued and later transported to a hospital. Coast Guard Public Affairs Officer Shannon Shepard said the Coast Guard received reports of a downed Cessna single-engine plane in the vicinity of Boy Scout Beach and north of Shelter Island in Favorite Channel at 10:17 a.m. Thursday. Shepard later confirmed that the pilot and plane were from Ward Air, a private charter service in Juneau. The pilot was rescued from the downed aircraft by another company plane. According to Alaska State Troopers, the pilot suffered minor injuries and hypothermia. Ward Air declined to comment when reached by phone Thursday afternoon. And Clinkett and Haida's Generation Southeast Juneau campus is offering free community emergency response team training beginning April 25th. In the aftermath of a disaster, CERT volunteers can help save lives and protect property. I recently sat down with Mike Lopez, who is a CERT program liaison in Juneau, to learn more. Mr. Mike Lopez, you are a liaison offering CERT training. And what is CERT training?
A little bit of history. CERT stands for Community Emergency Response Team. CERT was developed by the LA Department of Fire in 1985. What happened is that they had a major earthquake, and from that major earthquake, it showed that they needed more people to help with the response effort, and they didn't have enough trained people to respond to it. So that's where they developed the CERT program. Again, it's called the Community Emergency Response Team. It's so then people could be trained to help the community become resilient.
And now, how do you fit into this?
I've been involved with CERT for approximately 20 years. I have to give credit to the man that introduced me to it, Nick Meacher. He introduced me to CERT over 20 years ago. We were both city employees. He worked for dispatch, and I worked for the hospital. And I did emergency management at the hospital, and he pulled me into it, and I was addicted to it, man. It's because I'm retired Navy, and this is one of my ways that I have to give back to the community.
So CERT training, when is this going to happen?
We have the next scheduled training. It's going to begin on April 25th. And it is approximately 20 hours of training. And it's going to be held at Southeast Generations Building. It's located at the base of Hospital Drive. And we run it from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on those days. Most of those sessions are open to the public. So we want as many people as we could get to attend the class.
So what's it cost?
It's free training, and I think that is the best hook that we have. It is free training for you to become more educated. My goal as a liaison for the CERT program here in Juneau is to have more people in Juneau better prepared. And this is one of the tools that we have at our disposal to help people become more prepared.
So anybody can participate.
Anyone could participate.
And you're a volunteer, so you do this for free.
Yes.
And you've been doing this for a long time.
Yes, but I'm not alone. I have to kudos to Alicia Sell and all the other volunteer instructors that partake in this class and instruct the students throughout this class.
Okay. What is the benefits of having the CERT training?
Oh, thank you for asking. For one, you become a great, valuable resource because you are trained. You're knowledgeable in all these topics that we give you in the class. So you are not someone that we just pull off the street and say, hey, you go over there and do this. No, you have the CERT training underneath your belt. Responders know. Our volunteers that wish to respond to calls and stuff like that, they have to wear a vest, they have to wear a helmet, they carry a backpack, orders to identify them as active members of our CERT team. So then first responders look at them and they say, okay, that's a trained individual. The CERT class is the basic training. From here, it opens up a window to FEMA training. It opens up windows for Red Cross training. Again, I want to say it's all free training. And this is the good thing that I like about it is that we, at the end of the class, will put you through a disaster scenario. So these things that people have learned, they have to demonstrate to us that they know how to do
it. Practical experience.
So if you go on our Facebook page, you'll see some of the pictures from our last disaster exercise, and you'll see some of the actors that we had. It was pretty gory. The team meets on the third Tuesday of every month at the Fire Training Center. And we have training that we go over every month. And then we also have responded to call-outs for the CERT team to assist. The last assist was for the Red Cross at the evacuation center at Centennial Hall. We assisted them there. So we are there to assist the fire department if they have a need.
Again, CERT training, that is the Community Emergency Response Team training, and it is coming up on April 25th, May 2nd, and May 9th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Get that CERT training and be ready and help your community stay resilient. That was Mike Lopez, the CERT program liaison in Juneau, speaking with me about the upcoming free Community Emergency Response Team training at Generation Southeast Juneau campus. Learn more online at generationsoutheast.org. And that's the news. Filling in for Yvonne Crumry, I'm Mike Lane. This is KTOO.